Morning. It is the John Gibson Morning Digestion Podcast for October 9th. And I can tell you, it's getting cool here in Texas. Summer is definitely over, which is regrettable. Very regrettable. I hate the cold season. I went to the doctor yesterday. Did you get your flu shot? Oh, is it that time again? For Christ's sakes. Okay, so the couple big items in the news. First of all, a couple of Jake Gibson stories. See if I can find them here on the list. As Jake reported yesterday for Fox with Brett Baer, Mueller was after the FBI job at the same time he was after the special counsel job. Now, he denied that in testimony before Congress, and, you know, people are screaming he lied. It could be, onset of, forgetfulness. But this was kind of weird that he was looking for the FBI job and he knew he was also up for the special counsel job, and that he asked for the FBI job. Now, he denied that, but he asked for it knowing that the next day he was literally going to be asked to do the special counsel job. I would think that's a, you go see Trump and say, well, I want to be your FBI director, knowing the next day you're going to be investigating him. As Jake reported, the guy looking into the CIA FBI activities in Trump is expanding his investigation right up to the day that Mueller was appointed a special counsel. This is requiring a whole bunch of new investigators and so forth. So both those things were Jake Gibson yesterday on Fox News. Now, back to impeachment. The whistleblower had a professional relationship with a 2020 Democratic candidate. This is being reported by Byron York in the Washington Examiner. And it's not just bullshit speculation. This is testimony from the Intelligence Community's Inspector General, Michael Atkinson. He wrote that in an August 26 letter that the anonymous whistleblower who set off the Trump-Ukraine impeachment fight showed, quote, some indicia, which means indication, of an arguable political bias in favor of a rival political candidate. It isn't merely that he was a registered Democrat, but that is under questioning from Republicans during the inquiry with Atkinson. The Inspector General revealed that the whistleblower's possible bias was not simply that he was a registered Democrat, but that he had a significant tie to one of the Democratic presidential candidates. If anything can knock this whistleblower's story out of contention as anything to be taken seriously, that ought to be it. Meantime, the New York Times is saying that a White House official who was listening in on the call wrote a memo and told the whistleblower it was crazy, it was frightening. So it was an insider who called his buddy at the CIA and said it was crazy, it was frightening. It's in the New York Times. New York Times, White House, which means Trump, tells Congress no cooperation until you vote on impeachment, which they're not going to do because Nancy's trying to protect some of her caucus members who are Democrats holding seats in Trump districts. Democrats say, that's obstruction. Dude, that's going to be another impeachment count. You have to give us stuff. Yeah. No, he didn't. He's not going to. And by the way, there's a good chance that it doesn't matter if they vote. He's still not going to cooperate because he knows what they're after. Politico Dems could be thwarted in their impeachment inquiry, but as a result of the Ukraine call, there's a quote in here from some Democrat says, we've got him on the run. Anyway, Fox News is reporting Ukraine opened a probe into Biden's, into the Bidens months before Trump's call. Fox News expanding investigation of the origins of the Mueller probe. That's the Jake story with, what's this prosecutor's name? Durham, is it? So far, he's been so under the radar. Yeah, John Durham, the U.S. attorney, reviewing the origins of the 2016 counterintelligence investigation into Russia and the Trump campaign, is probing a wider timeline. This is Brett Baer and Jake Gibson of Fox News. Okay. Peter Schweitzer in the New York Times, of all things, I put an exclamation point on this. The Times chose to run a Peter Schweitzer piece because he actually attacks Mitch McConnell as well as Biden. And he says the problem with the Bidens and the McConnell chows is what's legal. And he goes into, what Biden did with, putting a relative in a position to make a lot of money, and what McConnell does with his wife, Elaine Chao, and her father, a Chinese shipping magnate. So Peter Schweitzer in the New York Times, all right? Washington Post, former officials jump in on Trump impeachment. He's got to go. These are mostly the Obama people who say, oh my God, what is he doing? Oh my God. Washington Post, Gordon Sondland, he's the ambassador to the EU. His call preceded the Trump-Zelensky call. He called Trump right beforehand. Washington Post is putting together, who called who and what they said, and they're trying to make something out of this. I'm sure most real people just... their eyes glaze over. Washington Post is making a big deal out of DeGeneva going on going on Fox and saying Dems are committing regicide, killing the king, that the whistleblower is a suicide bomber, and he mentions sedition. And, oh, man, your hair's on fire about that. Trey Gowdy signs on as outside counsel in the Trump impeachment battle. It's in the Daily Caller. Just Trump news. Okay, this is in Fox News and everywhere else as well. Turkey moves in. Trump says, okay, we're pulling our guys out. Turkey's moving in. New York Times. Kurds in Syria said the Turks are coming. They are coming. The tanks are coming. And this is criticism of Trump abandoning the Kurds. This is a long American tradition. Two other presidents have done it. I don't like it in any of these cases, but he didn't like our troops all over the world, and says, "Okay, somebody else handle it because we're not sticking our nose in this politics." Daily Caller runs. Nobody else is doing this. I couldn't find this anywhere in the New York Times, Washington Post, anywhere. But she's on with Judy Woodruff on PBS, on this round of interviews that she's been doing in support of some book. I guess it's a book with her daughter. Chelsea's always sitting next to her. And she says, obviously I can beat him again. Maybe there should be a rematch. I wouldn't count out that possibility. It kind of looks like maybe, out of this wreckage of the Democratic primary, Hillary will step up and says, I can save you. I can beat him. Obviously, I can beat him again, she said. New York Times, after heart attack, Sanders says he will change his campaign, meaning he'll slow down. LA Times, DiFi officially backs Biden, rejecting Senate colleague Kamala. Yeah. It must hurt. New York Times, for young climate activists, Biden's climate change record is not enough. You know, there's some surprise expressed in the story about that is that Biden was, you know, he's doing all this climate change stuff. And I mean, and I'm not a climate change activist by any means, but I would just say that you can imagine these young activists saying, well, don't tell me about what he's done for climate change. If he did anything, it obviously didn't work. It's not enough. Anyway, so his record on climate change is like meaningless to these young people. Facebook refuses to take down Trump's anti-Biden ad. That's in the New York Times. This is the ad that CNN rejected. And Facebook was running it, and that loathsome Anita Dunn wrote them a letter demanding they take it down, and Facebook said no. And they said they're not going to take down political ads even if a claim is made that the ad isn't being truthful. New York Times Senate panel, which means it's run by the Republicans, quote, affirms the Kremlin tried to help Donald Trump in 2016. Social justice warriors. Okay, the lead story for social justice today is the NBA in China. Loudmouth lefty Popovich supports the NBA commissioner as the NBA commissioner bows to China. That's in Fox News. New York Times, NBA stands firm on freedom of speech, except for sucking up to China. So after Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, God, he looks like he's about to die. Is he a vegan or something? Just he's gaunt. But anyway, he after he, you know, kind of threw Daryl Morey under the bus, saying it was regrettable what Morey tweeted, which was only "Let's stand with the Hong Kong protesters." He is all of a sudden jumping up and saying he's got backbone and the NBA stands for freedom of speech. Except you'll notice nobody is freely speaking. We stand for freedom of speech, but please shut your mouth. Steve Kerr and all of those woke players. Yeah, we stand for freedom of speech, but don't say anything. Washington Post, Western companies see China's NBA slap as a warning. You know, do I feel bad for the NBA because its China business is in jeopardy? No. I don't. Like, okay, so you know, you're not going to do $4 billion worth of business in China. Do I care? No. If a basketball player wants to tweet about Hong Kong protesters, please do. But, you know, on the other hand, why are basketball players, you know, agents of social change anyway? Montgomery, Alabama elects its first black mayor. You're probably wondering why that's news, but, you know, city's 200 years old, and this is the first time a black man's been elected mayor. Washington Post, Tulsa searches for mass graves from the 1921 race riot, which the Washington Post calls a race massacre. You know, a lot of, you know, they just, you know, it was a big race riot. White people burned down the black part of town, and a lot of people died. Washington Post, oh, great, that smug SOB Jeff Daniels will play smug SOB James Comey in a four-part CBS series. Oh, that's something I want to see. New York Post, Ronan Farrow book claims that Matt Lauer raped staffer in a Sochi hotel. She was drunk. She went to his room. All of a sudden, he says, would you like a little backdoor action? And she said, no, I don't want you to put it there. And he did anyway. And so he's accused of rape. Putin, secret Russian unit launches attacks to destabilize Europe. This has been, according to the New York Times, it's been going on about 10 years. The Skripal poisoning is one of the things. And then they, you know, talk about destabilizing efforts in places like Montenegro and Moldova. Is Moldova really Europe? I guess it's Eastern Europe, but it certainly was, you know, part of the Russian orbit. Migrants, Wall Street Journal, 1 million taken into custody in the last fiscal year, which ended in June. 1 million. And you think Trump's wall is a problem? If you could stack those people up, it would be a wall. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, this is big news in LA and San Francisco. PG&E, the power company, which is under siege because it's sometimes 100-year-old power lines, get knocked down in windstorms, which Northern California and Southern California tend to have, and then start fires, wildfires. So now what they're doing is in areas where power lines could come down in high winds, they're cutting off power. And they're going to cut off power to 800,000 customers to prevent wildfires. 800,000. That's a lot of generators to go out and buy. New York Times, STDs at record high, says the CDC. So you guys, you're getting jiggy out there. You better knock it off because the clap and syphilis. They're talking about a huge spike in the number of babies dying at birth from syphilis. Okay, so... A little bit of Tom Petty here to wind it up. I got some emails because I complained about not getting any at hosts@johngibson.com. And don't forget the bitch box, 859-544-2766. And, follow me on Twitter at Gibson Radio. You know, and if you see something you like when I post the premium podcast, retweet it and get some more people listening to this thing. All right. See you on the podcast a little bit later.